Welcome back, 417, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and on this Wednesday afternoon, here she is, senior editor of the opinion pages here at the Washington Times, Emily Miller. Hello, Emily.
Andy, how are you? I've missed you.
Yeah, I missed you, too. I haven't talked to you since the president, Mr. Angry President, took to the microphones over the failure of the gun control measures in the Senate. Hey, I wanted to ask you first. You ever seen a president behave like he did that night?
Andy, I mean, I don't know what got into him, but I'm still offended. You know what offends me more than anything? His anger was, first of all, so unjustified because he never thought those bills were going to pass. He never had the votes. Maybe he had thought he had the votes, at least from Manchin to me, the expanded background checks. But he didn't have the votes. And what just sort of astounds me is that he's so angry. But what was so horrific, I thought, is he said, all of those in the gun lobby and their allies, which is everyone who's a gun owner and believes in the Second Amendment, is a deliberate liar. He used the word liar, and I'll say, you know, I have respect for the office of the presidency. I would never use the word liar to describe the president. I might say he didn't speak the truth, or he makes stuff up, which is all very true.
Yeah.
But it's such a loaded word and so offensive of a fellow American for him to call half of the country basically a liar.
Yeah.
Astounded me. I just couldn't believe he would stoop that low because he didn't get his way.
Yeah, well, I must admit, I'm the first guy to call him a liar, and I do it just about every day because I have the audio tape. I mean, look, let me give you an example. Here's just a real quick example.
First of all, the sequester is not something that I proposed. It's something that Congress has proposed. It will not happen.
Sequester was one of the ideas put forward, yes, by the president's team.
There you go. Okay, so you got Obama standing there saying, no, it wasn't my idea. And then you have Carney going, oh, well, it was an idea put forth by the president's team. I mean, so, you know, I'm sorry, there's no other word. Liar.
No, I'm not saying the man tells the truth. I'm just saying using for the president of the United States to call fellow citizens liars in the Rose Garden of the White House, where he is a guest of our votes, not mine personally.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
All that to be said, he never, first, and then the other thing that was so outrageous to me is he said, the only reason this bill was brought down was the shenanigans and loopholes, or I think is the word loopholes he used, in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the, quote, loophole is the 60 votes that is required to pass anything in the Senate. It's how the Senate functions.
Yeah.
It's the rules of the Senate. If Reid wanted to bring the vote up without going this route, which he chose that route, which is to have to get cloture for it, he could have just opened it up for debate.
Yep.
And people could have debated. They didn't want to debate because they have no facts on their side. All they have is this emotion, and all they have is exploiting families, exploiting everyone's emotions. That doesn't go over well in the well of the Senate, so they didn't want to have a debate, so that's why they went for this route. But it was Harry Reid's decision to go the route of to get 60 votes to stop filibuster so that it wouldn't hear debate on it. And then the president acts like as if the Republicans did some sort of sneaky thing behind his back. I mean, he is I'm at a loss for appropriate words to use.
Yeah, I know. Actually, you know, I just remembered the actual term he used for Americans with guns and these gun groups. He called them willful liars.
That's the right word.
Remember
that?
Willful liars. Yeah.
Willful liars.
Yeah.
Not even accidental liars.
No.
When he gets caught lying, he always is like weasels himself out of it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We're and it's half of the country.
I know.
It's of the citizens in this country. I bet some of them voted for him.
Yeah.
And now he's calling them willful liars.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we keep hearing this 90%, 80% of Republicans, 90% or Democrats, and, you know, 70-some percent of Republicans, but 90% wanted all this stuff. And the fact is, there's poll after poll. In fact, you even mentioned one that just came out that actually doesn't show those numbers, and if you really dig into how the polling was conducted, you find all kinds of problems.
These gun polls are so offbeat. I mean, I know I look at it because I read them, and as long as they've been coming out, and going, that doesn't seem right. Not the last, like early 2012, 2011, I thought the numbers looked right. This since Newtown, the polling is off the charts. And it didn't ring true to me. So I just have dug down several times. And things people need to keep in mind when these polls are done is, one, among registered voters, the support for more gun control is 26%. It's one out of four. And polls the best polls are the ones that poll registered voters for two reasons. One, those are the people that will influence elections and influence policy. So whether Joe Schmo, who doesn't vote, is for or against gun control, matter, because no one's ever going to ask him what that's going to come of it. And he's never going to have any influence on the Senate in 2014. The second reason is people who are registered tend to follow along with these debates more and tend to know policy more. So when asked, like in the example of today's poll, which was done by Pew Research in the Washington Post, a daily newspaper in Washington that is very subpar to the Washington Times, I might add, when they did their poll, their poll showed that, you know, there is more people were angry and have negative feelings about the gun vote, about Harry Reid pulling the gun voter, as they said, failed, mm-hmm. brought down in the Senate, than positive feelings. Well, drilled down, they didn't talk to registered voters. They talked to 1,000 adults. So these people, who knows what these people are following? Only 40% of them are even really following it, if you dig down deeper. Then I looked at the breakdown in party, and it was about 350, it was 1,000 people, about a third of each independent, and then it was 350 Democrats and 220 Republicans. So even then, there's a complete split, because if you go into the parties, it's much different on the positive and the negative.
Sure.
And then there's the problem also with these polls, and number one, Bloomberg, I will say, the number when you start hearing how NRA feels about things, how coming from Bloomberg, they make that stuff up. Absolutely make it up. Their polls are so unreliable. They're not based on anything. They never put out the methodology. They're completely invented, and they use them all the time. I mean, you can trust the other polls. I would recommend people, and the gun owners get this, I think, is look, when you see a poll, and they all say to me, that doesn't respond to me, Emily. I don't even know anybody who feels that way. So the reason is because these polls are not done in their states, first of all. They're not done with registered voters. They're skewed towards Democrats. They're skewed towards unregistered voters. And then the language they use, for example, this one said, how do you feel about the Senate voting down background checks? Now, the background checks thing does poll really well because people don't know what that means, because most people aren't following the debate that closely. And if you're not a gun owner, you probably don't know what they're talking about. The concept that no one who's a convicted felon or crazy person should have a gun, which is federal law, that we all agree on, is in law. What Manson Chimney would have done would have been, if you and I had a private exchange, say I posted on Facebook, I have a 6 hour 229, I want to sell it, and you lived in the same state as me, Andy, which we don't, but and you said, okay, Emily, on Facebook, you know, we work together, I know you, I'll buy it from you for $50, or I'm like, Andy, you can have it, I'll trade you for this one. They want us to go find a dealer and get a background check for that.
Mm-hmm.
So people only hear background checks, and of course you should have a background check. But if it's between two friends, why does the government need to be involved?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do if you live in a state where there's no dealer nearby? You know what happened in D.C.? We have one gun dealer, Charles Sykes, who I adore, but we have one gun dealer. He doesn't buy or sell. He just does the transfers because you have to have a handgun in state, has to transfer in state. Because there's no demand, which would be the case in a rural state for this kind of thing, he charges $125 to transfer a gun. Mm-hmm. Which is obviously prohibitively expensive for most people in D.C., and that's what would probably happen in these rural states. Bottom line, though, of all of this is, all the demands for background checks in the world don't matter because the criminals could care less.
Yep.
If you're going to buy a gun on the street, you're not going to call the FBI and ask if the guy's a good guy first.
Yeah.
You're just not.
Yeah.
And that's where the crime is. The crime is the illegal guns on the streets, not the law-abiding people.
Yeah.
It would have done nothing that was up in the Senate would have done anything to reduce crime, but... You know, it was a feel-good measure, and that, because it had no policy significance, it completely went down. And, you know, as you know, Reid actually pulled it off the floor before letting it go down as a failure.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard the left wondering aloud about the bombers in Boston? One of them said the other day he wanted to know if the bombers had gotten their guns through loopholes.
I know. It's so ridiculous.
No.
I'm sorry. They just slaughtered... Well, didn't kill, but injured 200 people, 17 people lost limbs, 4 people died, 1 that was shot directly in the head. And you're worried, and you think they went to a dealer and got a background check? Seriously? I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, the fact, and I have heard people say how they got their guns. Who knows how they got their guns? Who knows where they got the what's the boiler thing called they use?
Pressure cookers, yeah.
Pressure cookers. Who knows where they, I mean, we'll find out. But criminals can get this, and that's why this thing was, you know, someone sent me an email that's going around, and it shows, it says, after Newtown, everyone, the media, public, blame the guns. Politicians blame the guns. After Boston Marathon, they blame the bad guys who committed the crime.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, and I'll tell you why. Emily, I played a soundbite from MSNBC where Joe Rhino Scarborough went nuts for about 50 seconds, and he said, it's the evil guys. We have to understand, it's the evil guys. It's the evil people in this world. And here's the same guy, Scarborough, who the week before was railing on the guns being the blame.
It's unbelievable to me, Andy. I hear this, and I don't even understand it, because I have been on a lot of these sort of cable shows and especially CNN, which is obviously liberal, and they'll say to me, what can be done? We have to do something. We have to do something. And I hate to say it, people, but there is evil in this world. Until we are in heaven, we are going to be faced with evil. It is a broken world. There's just so much we can all do to avoid it. We do our best to protect our children and families and society, but there are evil people, and they're going to slip through the cracks. And if you think you're going to avoid all crime and all evilness, then you're going to be really disappointed in life. And there are certain things that can't be stopped. No one has ever proposed a law that said would have stopped Adam Lanza from killing those children. There is no law that would have stopped them, or James Holmes killing all those people in Aurora,
right,
or these bombers, you know. But no one's asking about the bombers because they don't like the guns. And I just don't even... For me, I hear it, and I have to repeat myself constantly about it, saying, you know, there is evil, and they only want to hear it when there's a bombing. They don't want to hear it when it's a mass shooting. And these bombings kill a lot more people, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, look at Oklahoma City. And, it's an ingrained bias, and, you know, what you're hearing, basically, what the left has done, or the anti-gun people, I should say, it's not less of a party issue than it is a position issue. You know, the left, they really want more government control, which is getting your guns. And their new tactic, which you've seen in the past couple of weeks, and Bloomberg poured $12 million into ads in the past month, the new tactic is to go say, we're for background checks and reasonable proposals, reasonable common sense proposals. You hear Obama say that all the time. You're going to hear Bloomberg say that all the time because it's a little easy way in. Who can be against a background check? Who can be against a common sense proposal? That's not what they want. They didn't. That Manchin Toomey was a really lame bill and really would have done nothing. That's not what Bloomberg wants.
Yeah.
They want to have a gun registry in Washington. They want to know who has a gun. They want to take away a lot of the guns. I mean, this is their ultimate goal, to have more power in Washington, which means more of the guns in Washington and less in the civilian population. But they're angling around it with these new words and these new tactics. And, you know, people just need to be aware of what's happening, and they don't sort of fall victim to what happened with, let's say, 20 years ago with assault weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, they knew that assault weapons, which are rifles that look scary, aren't a problem in this country. I mean, they're rarely used in crimes, but they knew it was a way to dig in and get closer to the real thing, which is to get guns away from civilians.
Emily, I'm out of time. We'll do it again next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor of The Opinion Pages.